Hey, JB.
What's up?
Don't stop.
Keep pouring?
Keep pouring, my friend.
Bro, welcome to another edition here of The Last Drop. I am your godfather of whiskey. I am JB. And it is mix and match week here on The Last Drop. I am running it solo today because Cody wasn't available till a certain time, and I have some things to do for Father's Day today as well because I'm hosting a little get down, little shindig, you know, in the backyard for all the fathers out there, including myself, Daddy JB. And so, yeah, I'm hosting, so it takes a little bit more duties to say, especially getting the food. Although mom's doing the food shit, but I ain't gonna worry about that. I'm just taking care of the liquor, cigars, and everything else involved and stuff like that. So I'm just kind of knocking out a solo episode right now. It is my birthday month, and this month has been incredible. We kicked it off with Whiskey Week on that Laphroaig 36-year-old, along with the Cavalon 15. Just excellent pours right there. Then the next week or the following week, we had Beer Week and knocked it out of the fucking park once again with that double barrel Heaven Hill. Last dropper right there. And then last week, we hit it with we did the Cabal Hoven, and I joined Cody on that one. But what mine was is I pulled out that Fuego. Pulled out that fire, baby. You know, I pulled out that fire, that 16-year-old extra Añejo. So I didn't have a beer, I didn't have tequila, I didn't have whiskey. Man, I feel like I should be pulling out some Armagnac right now. You know, the only problem is it's in that bottom cabinet and it's behind a bunch of shit, and I just don't feel like reaching for it, to be honest. So this was just easier to grab, and plus I should have did this last week, to be honest, because I mean, it's not a birthday month unless I pull out the favorite bottles, or my favorite brands, I should say. And this week, what we're doing here is I had to hit you with that. I wore the shirt. I'm wearing the shirt right now, actually. I had to hit you with that Lost Lore action right now. So I've had pretty much every bit of Lost Lore release. Cody's had like two. I think he's had three. He had the Still Strength, the Amarana, and the rest of the series, beer collab with Bottle Logic. I'm a huge fan of Lost Lore. I think they're a shining little gem there. I've never gotten the opportunity to try any of their barrel picks. Scratch that. Well, I actually did. And you know what? I should be. I'm drinking out of the glass that I went there. I went to Arizona in April 3rd to be exact. And I got to meet the gents over at Devil's Liquor. Fucking great little store right there. I even bought like another barrel pick out of them because this one was so good, and I got to try this there too, and I thought it was so fucking good. The line was packed, but I bought an Arete barrel pick, which is only a 375 milliliter. Can't top that. My boy David brought it back for me because I took the plane, he drove. But this one is their Lost Lore barrel pick series number 3. I have never gotten the opportunity to try any of these barrel picks up until Arte Agave, and which was from Devil's Liquor, and it was incredible. So my boy Sergio Cruz and Arturo both signed this, but Arturo is the owner of Lost Lore, him and his wife, if I'm not mistaken. And Sergio Cruz is the master distiller of Lost Lore and also Nom 1414, one of the best noms out there. Funny enough, the bottle I had last week, Fuego, was a Nom 1414. So as you can tell, I'm a little biased. I think Nom 1414 does amazing shit, especially when it comes to their reposados. I think their reposados is always unique, different, and intriguing, if you will. I wasn't going to open this initially when I first got it because I was like, what an honor to have Arturo and fucking Sergio Cruz sign this. I got so many. I have a Clitoro hat, which I'll be wearing when he signed my hat. I got some Yayo bottles signed by him. I should have gotten him to sign this Couture. No, I shouldn't have done that. Because the more bottles he signed, the more I feel inclined of not wanting to drink them. And I'm like, yeah, fuck that. Hold on, sending this out. So we're going to open this. Because in my rule in my house, in my Godfather lounge, if you will, bottles get opened in this motherfucker. They may not get returned to because there's so many fucking bottles in here. But they will be drinked. And they will be opened. So, by the way, Prime Day is coming up. So, you know, my little drop box over there is just like, you know, flashing me with all the deals. I think it's like Prime Day is like 23rd or something like that. Let's just go ahead and open it. So, shout out to the boys at Devil's Liquor. They hooked me up before I got to get out there. They let me get mine online. Well, not online, over the phone. And I thought that was just cool as shit. Those guys over there in Arizona, they're holding it down. They're doing a lot of, you can hear that, I just took the plastic off. They're doing a lot of cool stuff over there. I'm blanking on the damn owner's name of it, but a cool fucking dude. I got to chat with him a few times. He hooked me up with some tacos. Which, man, them tacos were fucking huge. I was not expecting it. His little store lot, too, was huge. When he said, oh, there's taco trucks out there, I was like, ain't no damn taco trucks. And then he, like, hit the corner, and it's like, oh, shit. I like his store layout, though, as well. All right. I wish I could, I was in Arizona more to visit the shop still, because, like, oh, that's a nice little cork pop. Because I'm not gonna lie, sometimes, you know, being in California and trying to support, my stores that I have out here, which everybody knows, I can go down the list here, Blue Wine and Spirits, Louis Liquors, Corked, all three of them, if you will, High Proof, that's probably about it. Okay, oh, no, actually, U.S. Liquor and Long Beach, too, I love those guys, or whatever, but I don't know, I usually go there more for, like, the food shit. And then, you know what, I'll throw in SoCal Wine and Spirits. I hit them up sometimes. They're cool people over there as well. So I fucked my hand up doing this new workout. And I can't tell if it's swollen or not. I got to tell you, it feels better today than it did yesterday. It felt like shit today. So, but I was struggling lifting anything heavy or anything like that. So I'm going to use my left hand to pour this because I am a little bit of that Amber's Dex. It's... Because I'm special. I was the miracle baby. Yeah, my right hand is like, you know what it is? It's that thing of just getting fucking old. Like, I shouldn't be trying new shit at this point in the game. I just turned 38. I haven't even hit 40 yet, and I'm already at that point now when I wake up, shit just be hurting. So, you know, I have, like, doubled my intake of vitamins. I'm, like, trying my best not to wake up and just be like, ow, what's that pain right there? I take these liver, not liver digestion, but liver detox pills. I think they work. It's kind of hard to say. I mean, unless you go and test your liver out regularly. But I will say, I've also damped it up with these dose shots. You can get like 3 bottles at like a Gelson's or Sprouts. I got mine at Gelson's. And you can get 3 of those bottles for like $48 or whatever stuff. And you just take a little 2-ounce morning shot with it. I will say, I don't know if it's working or not, but it does make me feel a little lighter, if you will. So, and now rather, I know it's been, I think it was clinically approved or something like that. I don't remember, but the details are not that important. But if you are heavily inducing in the alcoholic beverages and you are trying to preserve your liver, I think that the dose and what the fuck are the name of these pills here? The dose and the Nature's Craft, which is rooted in nature, backed by saying liver support with milk thistle, cleanse and detox. I think it comes with a, I think it's liver and kidney detox, if I'm not mistaken. So I take 2 of these a day. I've been taking these for, probably about a year now. I'm not sponsored by them, but I'm just giving a recommendation of saying, you know, maybe I should get sponsored by some kind of liver detoxing medication or drink or something like that. But and I'm not sponsored by Dose neither. It's just something new I just started trying. And I got to tell you, I do feel lighter taking both of those combined together. So, oh man, this smells really fucking good. Oh, are we gonna hit a month long last drop? One may never know. First thing that comes to mind though on this, man, those honey notes are just blaring. And I gotta tell you, Lost Lore might be the king of special release reposados, because I'm looking in that cabinet right now between that beer collab reposado, which is fucking amazing, by the way. I just had some yesterday. Oh, God, it's so good still. That Ambarana is fucking amazing. By the way, I got to try the pink bottle. I don't know what the fuck it's called, but I gotta tell you, it's pretty fucking delicious. I got to go to an event, and I'm God forsaken if I know the name of it, whatever, but it was hosted by Mario, and obviously Blue Wine and Spirits. I was able to get some bottles out of them too as well. I ended up walking out of there with the Four Copas high proof bottle, and also the Sergio Cruz now Cultura high proof Blanco. I also got the Four Copas Añejo Mini. The event was great. The only problem is I was able to get a Tequila LA hat, which was one of a kind. Someone straight up took that shit. Because I left it in my... Now, granted, I'm saying this is my fault, whatever. I left it in my bag, and I stepped outside right when they were closing, and they shut the doors down, so I couldn't get my shit. But my shit, as I was talking to the owner, is... I was told it was seen, and then when I was talking to the owner, he said, oh, I didn't see it. So my shit went missing. But, you know what? Oh, man, I'm so upset, because I had two good hats in there from Four Copas and Tequila LA, which the color pattern on that was just fucking incredible. So I'm really upset about that. And Lost Lore did hook me up with a glass, too. It was like a little miniature glass. So I'm upset about those three things going missing. But the event itself was cool as fuck. There was another thieving bastard there, too, as well. He stole a Cholo dog bottle. I think he was in a group. Funny enough, I'm in a photo with one of the girls. I photobombed one of the girls, and apparently she was involved in it. Pieces of shit, regardless of the fact. I think the bottle got returned, if I'm not mistaken. So he didn't want to reveal himself, obviously. He was trying to say that he thought it was a raffle. Well, if you thought it was a raffle, what makes you think you won that raffle? Like, so that's how you know he's just full of shit. I think he's gotten banned from a lot of events and stuff like that. But, you know, what a scummy piece of shit thing to do as well, especially at these events. And, you know, these tequilas are like little local brands and stuff like that. They're not like mainstream blown up like fucking Don Julio or anything like that. So, you know, the community came out, though, supported and got these guys to put up and stuff like that. So shout out to the tequila community on that. But really good event as far as the pours go. Kind of upset about the fucking hats, I'm not going to lie. I don't think I'd rather go back to that venue ever again, but whatever it is, it is. I kind of blame myself more so than anything else. But I heard some other stuff went missing as well, too, from other people. So I don't want to say names or anything like that, but yeah. Yeah, this just got like a honey bomb on it. Like, you know, honey. There's vanilla in there as well, too. There's like no spices on there, but man, so this one was aged 8 months as well in Buffalo Trace barrel. Hold on, let me make sure. Reposado aged in used American oak barrels. Yeah, and I think it was 8 months, if I'm not mistaken, with what they told me. Oh, wait, I guess I gotta look at the fucking bottle. Does it say that on there? Do-do-do-do-do-do-do. No, it does not. I thought it did, actually. I guess not. Yeah, but this one was aged 8 months in Buffalo Trace barrels as well, too. So you're definitely getting a lot of that Buffalo Trace essence and profile here. Matter of fact, oh, okay. And you know what? I was going to say, I got more of the Buffalo Trace profile on this than I did the Lost Lore. But now that I'm taking more, like, in-depth sniffs of it and stuff, the Lost Lore profile is kind of creeping in as well, too. Man, so... But shout out to Mario and Blue Wine and Spirits for always having like great events and stuff like that. Like I said, I got to try the Lost Lore pink bottle. That was amazing. I feel like wait a minute. No, I got to try Cardenas High Proof, Legacy High Proof. That should be coming out, I think, this month or next month. $55 for 110 proof, man, you can't beat that. I pre-ordered my bottle, and I got to try it. That's a clean-ass high proof, man. It don't even taste like a high proof. I was, like, sitting here going, like, that shit is dangerous as hell. Really good shit. I'm trying to think of anything else I tried that I didn't try before. Four Copas, they're always amazing. I finally got some bottles from them as well, too. And I had to go with that high proof. They got a new Añejo coming out, too. I really want to get my hands on that. That was really good. The Brahmin guys, or whatever, they were there, probably fucking their name all up, whatever. They had this new Añejo. That shit was really good, too. But, man, I really want that extra Añejo that was aged in cognac barrels. Extra Añejos that were aged in cognac barrels are probably my thing now. Because, you know what? I had two extra Añejos that were aged in cognac barrels last night, which one was the Paradiso, by the way. And I enjoyed the shit out of them. They are just delicious as hell. I'm trying to think. What else? The Brahmin guys I had then. Oh! I had Noble, God, let me look it up. They're on my Instagram because they posted a video of me. Oh, my God. Now I gotta look it up now. Noble, oh, here it is. Hold up. Noble 1975. That's what it was. 1975 skill. New brand out there. Got to try their stuff. Really good shit, man. I was actually impressed with it. Because, you know, when you get these newer tequilas, you like, or newer spirits in general, tequila or whiskey, I go like, I don't really want to tell you. Tequila, though, continues to be better at it than whiskey when it comes with new brands and stuff. Because they're actually really solid pours. I had the Blanco, Repo, and the Añejo. I really like that Blanco. I thought, you know, funny enough, I like that Repo, too. Because I think I had the Repo first, then I had the Blanco. It was funny because I liked the Repo until I had the Blanco and Añejo, and then I was just like, yeah, I like the Blanco and Añejo more. The Añejo, they actually posted a video of me talking about it and stuff, and it's got those classic profile Añejo notes on it, which I really enjoyed, but it also just had this little amp of spiciness to it too as well, right on the palate area, and it coated the whole mouth, which I really enjoyed, so it was really well crafted. I probably should have grabbed a bottle there, to be honest, because I don't even know where to find this shit at, but it was actually pretty fucking solid. So Noble's 19. Oh, I got to try a Mexican whiskey too as well. What was the brand called? Oh my god, I'm gonna fucking. I think like Oxla. Gotta find photos and shit now. I gotta go through the phone. Of course, that doesn't help. Oh, here it is. Ulta Mexican whiskey. That's what it was. There we go. Ulta, which was a women-owned company. The owner was there. She had two female workers with her as well, too. I don't know their role in the company, so excuse me on that. Hopefully I'm not being rude on that, but I didn't know their role in the company. They were there, though. They work in the booths. One of them, her birthday just passed, actually. If you saw the photo, she's on my... in the photo, she's on the left side. It was her birthday, so happy birthday to her. She was really cool. They all were really cool. I didn't get to really talk to the owner as much because, you know, Mario was on the dance floor with her and shit like that, getting a groove on and stuff. So, but really cool brand. I love the design of the bottle and stuff. The whiskey was actually not fucking bad neither, I gotta say. Which is expected because, I mean, shit, overseas whiskey usually is pretty damn solid. I mean, Scotch is great, Irish whiskey's great, Mexican whiskey's great, Japanese whiskey's great, Taiwanese whiskey's great. So, you know, it just all depends on which brand you want, whatever. But usually 9 times out of 10, it's pretty solid stuff. Even Indian whiskey, which I'm not huge into, whatever and stuff, but it's not like it's a fucking terrible brand or whatever. I just don't want to waste the money on it because the bottles are fucking, like, pretty pricey for what they want out of a single malt. Ulta Mexican whiskey, though. I don't know where they sell at too, but you can follow them on Instagram, maybe hit them up and stuff, and it'll pop up. Hold up, shit moving around like here. Hold up now. Oh, I got to try the M77 Reposado, newly released Reposado. Solid shit right there. Man, tastes like no reposado I've ever had, be honest. It's got like its own little profile on it, and the more I sipped on it, the more it just grew on me, man. I really enjoyed sipping on that thing. I only had one glass, one pour of it, and I kind of just kind of babysit it for a little bit because I was kind of just taking it in. It was the second pour I had there. Was it the second pour? Yeah, I think it was the second pour I had there because we went after I left the Como. I think I just fucked that all. I don't think it's Como agave. Hold on, see, my memory is just like getting worse because you'll have to bear with me. I'm old now, so hold on. Where the hell is it at? Diana owns that company though. She's a sweetheart too. Yeah, Como Agua. That's the small batch female owned tequila brand right there. Just released not that long ago as well too. Diana is amazing. She is just incredible, incredibly sweet too as well. But the bottle itself too, that was the first pour I had because she's like right there first booth. So it's the first thing you see, which is perfect spot for her. I enjoy that Blanco a lot. Matter of fact, the more I sip on that thing, the more it grows on me more. I had it first at I Heart Agave, which I thought was really solid. Tasted like no other fucking Blanco I had, rather be good or bad, if you will. I don't know. It just had like these light characteristics on there. And I'm trying to remember, like, it felt like it was like kind of like this light butter bread type of characteristics when I first tried it. And then coming back to it again as well. I don't know, it's something about it, it just tastes so refreshing and relaxing every time I sip on it. So, so I got to revisit Como again, Agua, got to try Ulta Mexican Whiskey, I got to try the M77 Reposado. Basically, I got to try a bunch of shit that I'm going to have to end up buying, if you will, and stuff. I have a Como Agua bottle, but I think that shit is on its last legs. Because I remember pouring it for others as well, too. It should be somewhere around. It might be in the kitchen, actually. Yeah, I think I was making margaritas with it, too, as well. Anyway, all right. So, enough about that event there. Shout out to Mario, Liz, holding it down. Always throwing some great events right there. Shout out to Liz for holding my bottles for me at Blue Wine and Spirits, because not only did I forget my bag, I forgot my fucking liquor, too, as well. And I'm not going to lie. Your boy was drinking a lot, and when he drinks a lot, your boy gets the fucking munchies. Like, I needed some tacos. I stormed out of that place looking for some fucking food. I was like, yep, I need to go get some food, because I don't know what it was. It must have been them goddamn waterfalls. Those shit hit my ass like crazy, and then next you know, all I heard was in my stomach. It did that shit like 3 times, and I said, yep, all right, I'm leaving. I am out of here. So, yeah, and I ended up leaving to go get food at the time when my fucking, I don't know why I fucking left that bag. I'm so upset about that because, man, that, God, I just needed that Tequila LA hat, realistically. I mean, the other stuff I probably could have replaced. That was one of a kind, though. I feel fucking bad about it, but, thought I was in a safe space. Either way, it is what it is. Did I talk about the smells on this? The nose on there? Obviously, I'm getting more of a little bit of a butterscotch hint too as well too on this. So, cheers. Go ahead and sip this bad boy. Ooh. Okay. Okay. Oh, that finish got some black pepper on there. I get a little bit of the black pepper coming through. The bourbon influences and that bourbon barrel influence really shows up now. It's more like oaky now as well, too. It's very, very, oh, man. Oaky with some black pepper, some cinnamon maybe on the end, too, as well. There's like a light hint of mineral notes in there as well, too. The honey is on the palate. Not as flowing as I thought it would have been. I thought the honey would have just been, like, carried all the way through and been just, like, super sweet, whatever. No, but it's got, like, some honey, a little bit of citrus notes as well, too. Very bright, though. Very bright. Man, this is, oh, my God, this is so unique. Hold on, I gotta go for the second sip. Yeah, first two notes that come up to me on the palate, man, is the citrus and honey. Very light mineral notes as well, too. And then the finish, we get that bourbon barrel influence right there. It's got some oak on there, baby. It's got some oak, some black pepper. I'm getting a little bit of cinnamon spice on there as well, too. Yeah, those are the first three or four notes that come to mind on the palate. I wasn't expecting it. It's got a little warmth to it, too. Kind of hugs you a little bit. I like that, man. That kind of caught me off guard. Look, oh, my God, I'm getting goosebumps just thinking about it right now. Jesus, look at that. Like the most electrifying man in sports entertainment right there, baby. Shoot, oh, my God, look at that right there. Getting me all like, ooh, so excited right there. Yeah, this is fucking really good, dude. Oh, I'm so glad that my first barrel pick with Lost Lore got to be somewhere out of state, a store I didn't even know about. I mean, you'd have to be like you'd have to be really involved in tequila, because I know the tequila guys go out to Arizona all the time. They always end up at Devil's Liquor. But for me, you know, I stick to my stores here in California. I don't try to venture outside of these stores in California just because I know shipping is a bitch. But there's some really good stores out there. And I'll shout out to my guys in New York, Empire Wine and Spirits, whatever. Those are great. Arizona got Devil's Liquor. There are so many other good stores out there in different states and stuff that be holding it down, especially in this tequila game. Damn, dude, this is so fucking good now. The more I sip that butterscotch is starting to come through now. It gets to that silky smooth sweetness right there, you know. Makes it taste like candy. Ow. The agave is a little, looks like brighter now, you know, too. Now, man. First month ever doing this. Give him that last drop. That shit's phenomenal. This is the first month I've ever had just straight last drops right here. This is incredible. I love everything about this pour right here. Matter of fact, it makes you want to go in for more. What I love about it is, first of all, that finish just tastes so heavily on that. I'm getting them Buffalo Trace barrels like crazy right now. Like that fucking cooked agave is coming through, but it's got like this brightness to it. It's very citrus, honey forward as well, too. But then there's like some butterscotch hints in there as well. It's very subtle on the mineral notes. The finish is, like I said, is oaky. It's got some spices. You taste a little hint of that cinnamon with the black pepper on there. But the oak bomb just kind of threw me off. Like, I was not expecting that oak bomb to just hit me right there. For 8 months in the barrel, I didn't think that barrel would, like, shine through as much as it is. But it really is, and I'm really enjoying that right now. Honestly, it's tasting more like a richer and rich tequila, man. I really enjoy this. This is a damn good pick right here. Shout out to the guys at Devil's Liquor right there. They held it down with this pour. Damn, dude, I could sip this all fucking day. I'm not gonna lie. I could sip this all. I could. Today's Father's Day. I could sip the hell out of this, but I already got a lineup ready. So, I'm giving this a last drop, man. I gotta give this a last drop. I would be doing this a disservice if I wasn't giving it my highest rating I could. Damn, dude. Oh my God, that shit's hitting now. Ooh. Dude, this is dang. What was the proof on this? This is dangerous right here. I got 43, so 86 proof right here. Okay. Yeah, it's dangerous because you keep pouring this, man. This will get you fucked up. That's the thing, too. You don't even taste the alcohol levels on this, neither. It's just straight right in the middle, like a repo's supposed to be. Right in the middle, it's hitting both sides of what you want. I feel like this is really encapsulating what a reposado should be. Like, I'm getting that barrel influence from the Añejo, and I'm getting that bright agave from a Blanco, you know? But I'm getting that mashup that I really like right here. Man, this is just hitting in so many levels that I kind of was expecting. First of all, it's a barrel pick, and then second of all, it's fucking Lost Lore, in my eyes, they don't miss, you know? They're one of the best brands out there, per se. Arturo, he just knows good quality tequila. Anything that comes out of NOM 1414 is always going to be some experiment that's like, wow, like crazy insane. And then the boys at Devil's Liquor, they know what the hell they're doing over there. So they didn't pick no bad barrel. They said, we know what we want right there. Let's get at that right there. So, yeah, I got to give this a last drop. So I need to head out. I need to wrap this up because I got some Father's Day shit I got to do. But really solid stuff here. I got a full month last drop. Next week, people, it's going to be our best of. I can't remember top three or top five. I'm just going to give you five, I guess, whatever. It makes sense anyway because it's halfway through the year, so you should probably do five if you will. I think Cody said three. I don't remember. Either way, I'm fine with either three or five. It doesn't matter. So next week, we'll be wrapping up the month, giving our top three or five best of the year so far. On this show, I got to make it fucking clear what we reviewed on this show. So stay tuned for that. This was a damn good pour. I'm sad I finished that first. Oh, well, hold on, man. Hold on. Got a little something right there. Hold on. Let me get a little something right there. Hold on. Mmm. Well, that tickles the fancies. but yeah, tune in next week for next week's episode. Gonna get out of here. Shout out to Lost Lore, Arturo, Sergio Cruz, my boys at Devil Liquor. They held it down with this pour right here. So with that said, I am your godfather of whiskey. I'm JB. And like we always say, livers will never be the same and glasses will never be dry.